Last week, we set up a system which I used for example, to explain the Rambam both in Sefer Mitzvos and in Mishneh Torah, that Kfuas Meisim, Nichum Aveilim, and Bikochilim, etc., all the Rabbonons, but the Mechlal V'Achter Ach Kamoichim. Mechlal is, and that's the Lashon Rambam, that is a Din of Asiya, which is only Mechlal, and the Pshuto Shomiko is a Regesh, okay, a feeling, okay. And we bought guys for it. The truth is, I have many more guys for it, which could be a separate shiur, half a shiur by itself. But we bought some guys to show that it's not coming from nowhere. It's double negative. And then we proceeded to discuss the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and the oddity of the stiris and Mishneh Torah back and forth of what is the mitzvah kfur. Is the mitzvah kfur Hakibezdin? Is it Krivim? Is it Kol Meis Yisrael? So we pointed out the Yukim, and the discussion was really limited to Mishneh Torah at that point, that the Nusach HaMitzvah is Hakibezdin. And the reason the Nusach HaMitzvah is Harugi Bezdin, Kfuas Harugi Bezdin, because that is the Pshuto Shomikra. Okay? Harugi Bezdin. And that's how Ram quotes it in Hilchos Sanhedrin, as you would have expected. Okay? However, we pointed out there's something called Me'ein Kfura, which the Ram has in the Prote HaMitzvahs, in the beginning of Hilchos Ovel, which I thought was similar to Michlal. Because what he says, Me'ein Kfura, what he actually is saying, is really apologizing why Hilchos Ovel is in Sefer Shoftim. And the way he defines Sefer Shoftim in the Gedoma to Mishneh Torah, there's no rhyme or reason why it should have been in Sefer Shoftim. And the Ram really is apologizing that since Ki'ilu, the mitzvah of Kvur in Pshuto Shel Mikra is only by Harugi Bezdin, and by Harugi Bezdin there's no Avelis, so for someone a priori to make a connection between Avelis and the mitzvah kfura l'chayre is nonsense. Okay, then he does something which is completely out of character. I think he violates his basic principles of what Prater Mitzvah is in order to pull something in and pull a Prater Mitzvah over here. And he says that since Me'ein HaKvur and Sefer Shoftim is about Kvur, and there's a mitzvah kvura which is not Pshuto Shel Mikra, but it's only Kilu Mechlal or Me'ein, which is Kvuras Krevim, and on that kvura there is a mitzvah Avelus, okay? Therefore, I put Hilchos Ovel in Sefer Shoftim. Even though the Prater mitzvahs and the whole general organization of the Rambam depends upon Nusach HaMitzvah, he is in a bind, and he does something which is really out of character, and it don't make any sense in his frame of reference. You know, even accept every word he says. He says basically, and he apologizes. He says that it's not. It's the mitzvah kfur pshuto shel mikra is no avelus, okay? And then he goes on to say, but in the mitzvah kvura, which is me'ein kvura, which is mechlal, I would equate the two, there is avelus, because avelus are kvurim. And what I added to is Kvura is a Chaloshem in the Kfiyas of Avelis, because Avelis is not Stam Yom HaMisa, it's also Yom HaKvura. Okay. And in the Lovik went further and said that the Kful itself, the reason why it's Chaloshem or whatever it is, because it's the Hakim Avelis also. Okay, we can talk about that and have polemics about that, but that really is what's happening in the Rambam. Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know what the Derech Leron is, but when he calls something Mitzaseh here in the Pratim, he chat talk about Miklal.
What does he say?
Ain Kura beyond Yisra. Me'ain Kura beyond Yisra. She'i Mitzaseh.
So it's Me'ain, the Kvur is a Mitzaseh, but it's only Me'ain Kvur.
The Kvur is Baruch Yibeshte and the Me'ain is everyone else?
That's what he's ending up doing. That's the amazing thing. Kvura is the mitzvah. Kvura in Pratim mitzvahs is only by Haugi Bezin, as he said in Hilchos Sanhedrin. It's a very strange thing. What does it mean, Me'ena Kvura? So it's kosher to Kvura, which is the mitzvah say. But the kvur of kurevim is not the ikar mitzvah. That's okay, right? That's the right. That's it. Okay, to say that. And he also throws in a discussion about tumah. Okay, and somehow tumas kohanim has a relationship to avelus, and he throws that at the beginning because Tumas Kohanim is a Kiyum and Avelis we'll talk about later. Okay? But Tumas Kainim is not a reason to put in Sefer Shoiftim. The only reason to put in Sefer Shoiftim is Kvua, and the only reason Kvua should be in Sefer Shoiftim because of Avogi Bezin, otherwise, it's not Shoiftim. Okay?
So we don't know why you quoted it here.
What?
We don't know why you talked about Tumas Kohanim here.
We have. I think what he's trying to do is somehow that is not see if there would have been Tumas Kohanim by Avogi Bezdin, it would have been a little easier because you said there's some Kiyumei Avelis in Avogi Bezdin, but there's no Tumah B'chlal, there's no Tumas Kayin, there's nothing. Maybe that's what he wants, okay? Or maybe to fall back to Sefer Mitzvah, we'll see what the Mitzvah Avelus is in Sefer Mitzvah as we get to the end. Okay? But it's an amazing thing here. Okay. The next step is the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah. Okay. In Reish Lam and Aleph doesn't mention Kfuras Kreivim B'chal. Okay. The whole Reish Lamed Aleph is discussion, and it's a very strange discussion. And what does he want? And let's see. Discussion. Okay. Now, did I mention to you last time why I thought that it's very clear that the Rambam Mishneh Torah only says that Kvura is a in Kreivim is Bichlal and not the Pshuto Shel Mikra? Did I explain that to you last week? Okay, then he cuts my sefer after finish. So let me explain that to you how he does that. The Rambam does an amazing thing, and the truth is Mineubei Lishitasei, it had to be like that because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Amen Bom Beis, says the following. Ike di amrei omre b'yechelon mishum b'shim b'yokoi remez l'kfura min ha-teira minayin tamloim ki kovat tikbrem mikan remez l'kfura min ha-teira. So Loshin remez is very odd, okay? And the Rambam makes a big deal about the word remez, because the Rambam's opinion is the word the remez tells you it's not pshuto shel mikra. It's only a drasha. And that, how do I know that? How do I know that? Because the Rambam in Shurish Gimel, when he's talking about mitzvah l'shah, and he wants to prove v'lo yavo lilois kabbalas hakodesh, how did he know that it's l'shah and not pshuto shel mikra, that it should be the deiros only if the pshuto shel mikra, it's only mitzvah l'shah? He says, ukvato azul asenu gam b'sherish hazeh, that means the Bahag, umono biglal shedoch kuatzerech b'ma shuhu lochav. You know, he made it, you know, it really is a lot of room. He just made, he, the way in his approach, it's dochuk v'lo yavo'u lilois kebalet hakodesh v'chule, which really is a mitzvah shah and should not have been in min ha-mitzvahs. V'chule, I'm skipping a little bit because one thing that's not negayah. V'gam eilu eino noigis l'deiris ki im b'amidbo. V'af al pi sh'omru remez l'goinei es ha-kasvo, he says in Shor Shlishi, v'lo yavo l'lois, and it quotes that pasuk is the remez, and goinim is a kasva is something with deiros, so maybe we should conclude from that the Bahag is correct. Okay, harayat speak bi omrom remez, that the word remez is a giveaway. Ushepashte dekha eino b'dovazeh, and this is not what pshuto shel mikra is talking. The gun ain't on mechlau mechuvim mises bezdim mises shemayim. Well, she's by, but he said this in Hedgin because chi mises shemayim. You know, you also need pshuto shel mikra. That's not the gate for us now. That's something else. Okay. But the Ram says that the word the remez is a key phrase in the chachmei amesira, in the mastiki hashmua, that this is not pshuto shel mikra. And this is not a mitzvah because of Pashte Dekor. And that's what he said, lo, you all kvar as a kodesh, remes. The same thing over here in Kfuras Meis, which the Gemara is talking about. Remes v'kfur men ha-teire, but the process is called to Gwen, that's Ilgi Bezer. Or the remes for other kfur, whether it's kfur, kvur, whatever it is, it's only a remes. And that was the Hechach of the Rambam. Then I'll ask you a question, and maybe I'm out of my mind, okay? when the Rambam says in Hilchos Ovel, we says kruvas kreidim he mitzvah. He doesn't say that it's a mitzvah saseh. He says a mitzvah, and then he apologizes and says that even though it's a mitzvah, it ain't shoyim eloyim. It's altik bereni. So I would tell you, oh, that's the chiddush. That even though it's mechlal, if he says altik bereni, it ain't shoyim eloyim. And I don't want to get involved in it, and maybe that's the Gemara is talking about Bizyone or all different things, because in a mitzvah which is Mechlal, it's not 100% clear about saying that I don't want it. Okay? But I'm just telling you, the Ram says Hakvura mitzvah. It doesn't say it's a mitzvah say. And maybe that's what he means. Okay. Now, so now we understand that Me'ena Kvura, that's how the Lam got it from, and Arugi Bezdin is Dr. Pshuto Shomikra, and he's apologetic about it, and even if Me'ena Kvura, since Kvura isn't shaved, Me'ena Kvura can be a reason to bring something that goes again. Together with it in Hilchos Shoftim, in Sefer Shoftim.
It sounds so removed.
I understand that, but I think that's what he's saying. I think that's what he's saying. I think that's what he's saying. I don't see the Gemara's Gvaldik. That's the Remez. And everything, Mamish Miramam, the Shitosoi, the Remez, is the phrase from Chazal, is a dead giveaway. And he's apologetic. He explains, what's put there mitzvah that there's no Avelus in Arugi Bezdin? What does he want? The answer is that even though Pshuto Shel Mikra, Nuscha Mitzvah, there's no Kesher. It's a very, I want you to know, it's Shtikl Teira, which if someone would say in base measures, I don't know exactly what would happen. But I that's what he's saying, you know, Adrabba. And this, hello, I don't want to explain, to have a whole shir on this also. Kvura bin Chalashem in Avelus is Yoima Kvura is very different than the Siashu Melechevre. Okay? Also Chalavelus, correct? But it's a different, it's only Chabama. Let's say we itself in the Siashu Melechevre and Yoima Misa. They know that the Malchus is, you know, it's you know, whatever regime it is. And they start the Avelus right away. I would tell you that it's only the Rabbanan. Because the Kvura is a Chaloshim Deraisa. And that's the Ram says in Perik Aleph of Hilchos Ovel, Yerma Misa and Yerma Kvura. Okay? Which a priori is mad, excuse the expression, because the mitzvah of Avelus in the Ram and Mishneh Torah is Rechapti Chatas Hayoyim Ayita Beinei Hashem. What does it do with Kvura? Okay. I'm not getting involved in that. Okay? But that's what he does. In Halacha Aleph, he says, Kvura. Now, however, I would also tell you, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, where the Ram talks about Havino Lechoidai, okay, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, correct? He says, Havino Lechoidai, Eino Eivolo, right? Correct? Let me ask you a question. Let's say we at Sur, there's a Mises Bezdin in Zokei Mamre, okay? He's the Gozal Ador. And just like Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkan has said, that, you know, what did I do? Kachki Baal from Rabbi Isai. And he holds the Kachki Baal from Rabbi Isai that I have to do, but my children should not, you know, my Talmidim should not, you know, paskin like that. But that's kachki balti, my boy said. It's mamish to go to my door. So Bestin kills him because of Zokhe Mamre, there's no mechil on Zokhe Mamre. And Bestin says, you know, this is mamish to go to my door. We want the whole Klaisa to be involved over here in the Kavur. Could you be male in the Kavur? So I would tell you, maybe I'm off my raka, I would tell you no, that the whole heter of Meilin Lechvoidoi is only in the mitzvah which is Machal. Okay?
Is okay. Pashut, does it been covered on Zaki Mamre?
Why shouldn't there be? He's the Golador. Because the guy, Fakir Tacham says at the law, when we opened up, we learned the Chnokin in Perek Gimel. You want me to read you the Ram Hilchos Mamre Perek Gimel? Is the Zokhe Mamre is the Chochin Matiki Ashmua. The Zohi Mamre is the Matiki Ashmua. The Ham says he's an Apikiris, he's an Amin. The God of the door. There wouldn't be a din of Oinet Bechvidai. I would assume certainly yes, the God of the door. Kach goes with Tera, shall we give a machog as Israel?
If we put him in Chayram, it wouldn't be then, but it's not Chayram.
What?
And Chayram would also have been the same?
I can imagine that in Chayram, I'm not sure exactly. I don't believe you put him in Chayram, you can't learn by him, you can't do anything by him. But it didn't cover it.
He's covered with Bisham.
What?
He's covering with the
that's because of the Dine Bahugi Beth. But I don't know. I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I could imagine. Okay, good, but it's certainly food for thought. So the Golador. The Golador. Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but I just, you know, that was just to, you know, to add a little bit of flavor on it. You know, the truth is, if you say not like that, I'm also okay. It's not, you know, it's now, L'chira, then it comes out that Mishneh Torah, the mitzvahs Havelus and the mitzvah kvura of the Me'en kvura to the bezeh. Okay. So if I would tell you that there's a mitzvah kvura in Mes Mitzvah, what would you tell me? Lachel. That's impossible. Correct? And we'll see as we go on that the Ram Lishitosei in Mishneh Torah could not fathom it. And the Rambam puts Meis Mitzvah completely out of the category of the Mitzvah Kfura. And Mitzvah will come to this as we go on. Okay? And here is the amazing thing that in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam has come out between Mechiles. That the mitzvah kvura and the word meis mitzvah is referring to the mitzvah kvura. And we'll go through this and we'll see about this. But you understand yourself that there can't be a relationship. I'm just going to give you an overview and then we'll go through it again. You can't believe that there's a relationship between mitzvah kvura and the mitzvahs are veilus in Sefer Mitzvahs. And the amazing thing that happens in Sefer HaMitzvos, and I'm just going to go through this, just giving you, you know, the broad outline so you can understand the profundity of what's happening. The Rambam has changed the mitzvahs Avelus, the way he formulates it in Mishneh Torah, as V'achalti chatas hayayin hayita b'enei Hashem, that the mitzvah Mavelus. In Sefer HaMitzvos is subsumed under the mitzvah of Kohanim to Metamel Krevov. And the mitzvah has to do with craving. And there's no tumor in Haruki Bezdin. And we'll see later that there's no mitzvah tumor in Mes Mitzvah. The mitzvah in Mes Mitzvah is kvur. And we'll see about this in the show. That is the general outline of what's going on here. Now let's see that's the outline. And when I came to this conclusion, I realized that everything I said last week, you know, is okay, but it basically was the basis of going to the next step. Now, let's see what he did over here. In Reish Lamed Aleph, he said Tzivonu, Mitzvah Aseh. But you see, it's very interesting. In the Mitzvah Aseh, there's no mention in Sefer Mitzvahs about anything except for Haugi Bezim. We don't know, okay? It could be the chiddush of all kleivim and everything was only said in Meis Mitzvah and in Shach Kleivim. I don't know. He doesn't mention anything. But the truth is, I don't think it's relevant. But I would assume that there is maybe, but it's not relevant. Because one of the questions we're going to ask ourselves when we learn Reish Lamed Aleph, so I hope I finish all this, is, you know, the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs and Sefer HaMitzvahs, what's his purpose? It's a Sefer HaLochas to tell you all the dinim of the mitzvahs for? Or his job is to tell you what is a mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs and what is the nusach of the mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs? So I asked myself, looking at the Rambam, as they say, excuse me, Yiddish, what's the reingemischt? What is it to do with anything? Mali v'tzala zeis. What is it to get yourself involved in this? Okay? And now, we're going to try and take the Rambam apart in Reish Lamed Aleph, and this is going to be the beginning. But this is the same over here.
So you should have just said it would be based in, and it would be the end of
it. Yeah, and okay. And what does he want with the Sifri? Let's start again. He says, Haugi Bezdin, and he quotes the Sifri. And then it's very strange, because he says, Haugi Bezdin, and he says, Huadin Sham Mason. So why, if you're formulating something, you don't say X and say it includes something else, when you can say, Haugi Mason Yisrael is a mitzvah and includes everything. So, you know, the double talk over here is offhand borders on nonsense. Okay? The whole Seder of the Rambam, the whole discussion over here, what does he want? The whole Rambam looking at it, you know, I said to myself, I have a problem over here. But then I kept on looking at the Rambam, and I said to myself, the Rambam himself is saying to us, Darshani, what does he want? He should see this Tavinu, Likpa Lugi Bezdin, Biom Ali Gosso, Biom Hariga, with a gun Sariga, Buomo Yisala, he covered the Gwena Bayom Ahu, Bulash Sifri, he covered the Gwena Mitzase. And he quotes that before, he says, Muadin. Okay? Then he adds, Muadin Basham Mason. So what do you want with the Sifri? And what happened? Why did he go to the Sifri afterwards? So the answer
is, do you think that Pasha the Sifri is talking about Shmar Mason?
I don't know what's going on.
Pasha the Sifri is not talking about Harigu Bishkin, right?
Okay. And what is the Sifri? What's it? Sifri, according to Rambam, the Ram Sheet in general, that is Sifri and the Sifro, and he sometimes decides to use a Sifri and a Sifro even as a Gemara, because Sifri and Sifro, according to Rambam, basically is the Loshon HaMatiki HaShemur. So that's the way the Chachmei HaMaseira interpreted the Pasuk. And it said, when the Chachmei HaMaseira are not only the Bailin to say what the Pshat and Pasuk is, but also a Minyan HaMitzvahs. When they say Mitzvahs, I say it's a Minyan HaMitzvahs. And that's my other shir that I have, that the Etzem Maseira was a Maseira of the Tayyab Mitzvahs. So the Matiki HaShemur are telling us that it's a mitzvah saseh. And if you look at the whole Sifri, and you look at the Sifri inside, the Sifri is a Loshon of referring, I'll get to the Sifri soon, we'll see, it's a Loshon that refers to Dafkur Hogi Besen. We'll see that, okay? The Rambam is another confusing thing. Once he says, Hu Adin Shal Mason, and the a priori equate Shal Mason, Tarugi Bezdin, isn't he saying the same thing as the Ramban, that the mitzvah is kvura by Mes Mitzvah? So what do you want from the Lachas Gedolos? Correct? L'chira, once he says, Rav Mesh Laman Aleph, the kasha the Ramban, that the Ramban asked in Tema, Shem Yifpir Rav, Abal Lochus Mivnei Sh'omah, Fuhus Mesim, Loma Fuhus Mesai. Shem is Chayim al Kroivim, Gam Zuhay no Tera, Shem Mokin Kroivim, Bade Alei Mutelis. Abul in Eichom Kroivim, Yeh Mes Mitzvah, Shem Mitzvah Sechelo. Derech HaPesan, Umilo, V'Kroin Godo, V'Nozim. V'yechmiru bo Yosef v'sha'a mitzvahs. Now, the Loshri Loisol Niblos Aleitz in Piska Reish Chop Aleitz mitzvahs loisase ki kovat tikvenu mitzvahs ase keitzai oisim loi mantin loi chachashecho v'toilin loi umatirin oisim. So who we're talking about? Harugi Bezdin. That's what the Matiki HaShemur, and that's the Sifri, and that's why he calls the Sifri Harugi Bezdin. Okay. Now we continue. Hu Adin is very difficult. Correct. What's Hu Adin? So I said to myself, let's just see what the translation is. And the truth is, even Rav Kappa translated Hu Adin. So I called him up Kairach Shlita, and I asked him, you know, what's the scoop over here? What is the translation of this? Okay. So he told me that a translation you could say B'kach Adin or B'nilmad. Now, V'kach Adin or V'nilmad is that you can live with, okay?
He's not equating it.
He's not equating it, okay? That's a major important thing. You have to check this out with a few. I want to check it out with a few others, okay? I asked someone else, even Kapura, he didn't understand the thing what I was saying. So, but this is very important, okay? Then I asked myself, what the heck? What is the Rambam quote this for?
It's not Nusach HaMitzvah.
So the answer is, it's not Nusach HaMitzvah. But he interpreted, and I assume not like he interprets in Mishnah Torah, the word mes mitzvah means a mess of mitzvah kvur. And the mitzvah is kvur. See, he learned, he had noch a raya, another raya, that there's a mitzvah kvur. From the way the Matiki HaShemur referred to this person as calling him a mes mitzvah. And that's where he goes out and starts talking. What is he telling you what he's called? What difference does it make?
Nikrames mitzvah is the key.
Yeah. Nikrames mitzvah. Since he's called, after the Chachmei HaMeseir called him a mes mitzvah, is a rayedoch, there's a mitzvah skvura by him. Even though it's not, he can't have, you can talk about mitzvah the same way Chazal talk about mitzvah simchas yomtiv. In Shal Dvorma Mesamchim, they call it mitzvah simcha. They call it a mitzvah, okay? Okay. And that's a raya that there is a mitzvah simcha. Similarly, it's a raya. There's a mitzvah of kvura. And that's all the Rambam wants over here.
It's not part of this mitzvah.
No, it is.
It's not Michal.
It is like Michal. It is Michal. It's only one thing. It's not. The Rambam can't split it up into two. The reason why, because the Nusach HaMitzvah is Takaruge Bezdin. And we learn from this also, in Kovat Tikmarenu, that even all Mason. Okay? But the fact that the Chachmei HaMeseira called this limud that we learn in Shal Mason, Mace Mitzvah, is another raya besides the Sifri, that there is a Mitzvah Kvur. That's all we want.
By Ruge Bezdin.
There is a Mitzvah Kvur. The Mitzvah Kvur in Dusach HaMitzvah is Haruge Bezdin, and Michlal Memein includes a lot of other things. The same way the Mitzvah Simcha. A Simchas Yontev is Basach Hagir, is Basach Kodshim, but includes in Michlal other things also. But the fact that there's Michlal in the Mitzvah, you can prove that it's a Mitzvah also. It's only a proof. It's not that that's the Mitzvah, that's not the Nusach. That's why he splits it into two. And it doesn't make any sense. He starts and says the mitzvah will get bez, and he calls the Sifri, and he's a Nilman. So what difference does it make what's Nilman? Because since it's Nilman, and we know that the Chachmei HaMeseir called it mes mitzvah, it's a raya, not a raya, it's a mitzvah skvura.
Do we find elsewhere in the Rambam that he brings Michlal things to prove that something is a mitzvah?
No, if the Chachmei, you can prove it is Michlal only if the Chachmei HaMeseir call it a mitzvah. Why is he talking? Why does it make a difference? So we forget about everything. Why is he telling us what Chazal calls it? Okay? So I'm telling you, that in itself is telling us that he's telling, trying to prove that it's a mitzvah, because Chazal call it a mitzvah. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I think that's a fair statement. I think Mamish, after I said it, you know, the words start, you can start reading them. Because I want to know, I broke my head a lot in this Rambam. Now, coming back to Mishnah Torah, you look through Hilchos Sanhedrin. He talks about Kfuras Koivov, no? Mainly Mesa, right? Is there any mention of Mes Mitzvah in Hilchos Sanhedrin? Any mention? When he talks about the Kvura in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, and does he mention anything? An Ovil. Or he talks about Kvura also? Does he mention, is there a word mentioned? He talks about Kvura in Altik Bereni, okay? He's not talking about a Meis Mitzvah. There's no mention in Hilchos Ovel or in Hilchos Sanhedrin or any place that I know in Mishneh Torah about a Mitzvah Kvura. Okay? In Meis Mitzvah. And that's exactly what you would want, okay? Because otherwise, you'd be in very, you know, you would be in very tight straits. Because, you know, what do you do? Why is Ovil in a Hosheikim? Okay. Now, next. So what is Mes Mitzvah? And how does the Rambam quote it in Mishneh Torah? And the Rambam has done an amazing thing, both in Hilchos Ovil and in Hilchos Naziris. And the Rambam calls it Halacha Mipi HaKabbalah. Okay. And the question is, what is the Halacha Mipi HaKabbalah? And where does he quote it in Perek Gimel? You know where he quotes it in Perek Gimel?
of Hilchos Ovil. What's Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ovil? Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ovil is the Perek of Tumas Kohanim. Okay? And the love of clinging to Matama. Oh God, it's just the opposite. In Sefer Mitzvah the Ramban, or to the next mitzvah, or to the mitzvah kvura. And what's happening? There's no mitzvah kvura. Okay. There's no mitzvah kvura. But there's halacha mipi kabbalah that the derech kvura you can mitame. Okay. Let's just see, and I'll tell you, and I'll show you an awesome meach that proves it. And we'll have to see how the Ramban and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs deal with this awesome meach. Now, that, let's go over here. First of all, like this. Per Gimel Alach Ches. Koyin shipoga b'mes mitzvah b'derech harize metameloi. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah, we'll see later. Harize metameloi. Afilu koyin godol chayiv litamelo l'koyvoi. Part of the kvur. Ve'ezi mes mitzvah echod mi Yisrael shoyim mushlach b'derech ve'ein lo koyvim do b'zeh halocha mipi akabola. Okay. Halacha b'fi akabola. Hilchos Nezirus. Perek Gimel Halacha Yitzayin. B'keitzad hu muta b'tumas mes mitzvah. Muta b'tumas mes mitzvah. Ota nozir. Ho yimahalich b'derech ho poga b'mes. She'ein shom mi. She'ikbarenu. הרי זה מתם אלוהי וכויברי ודבורים אלו דברי קבול להם. There's no mitzvah kvura. Nothing to do with the pasuk. There's a heter tumah and within it is also kvura. Voraya in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. Listen to this. And listen to this also, Meach. Nosi Shemeis Hakol Metamin Loi Afilu Kohanim Asu Kemes Mitzvah Lakol Bibine Shakol Chayov Bichvoidot. Okay. So what is this tumah? It's part of the kvura. Everyone's involved. Everyone's involved in the kvura of the nasi. Dr. Yosemeach, Perik Gimul Aloch Ches, Dibur Masa Koyin Shepoga Mes, Bederach, Nira. Dim shum golu kover abriyis nitche isa tumah b'loy mitzvah de kvura. B'loy mitzvah de kvura. V'chei muchach im ashkosa b'loch yud b'nosi shakom metam loy. Deinu mishum mitzvah de kvura. Do a islay kevrim. Rak de l'nosi im loy yitamu loy. Hakol havi bizoyim l'nidei tfei. So this, there's no mitzvah kvura and this mitzvah Mishneh Torah, and therefore the Rabbah in Mishneh Torah can be and make this chiddush nifla and say this chiddush nifla that the mitzvah kvura of me'ena kvura and the mitzvah avol go hand in hand, because no one in their life mind is going to say that akiva meis mitzvah is misabel alov. Even
if the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKfuro are Hainuach. So the Rambam in Mishneh Teira and in Sefer HaMitzvos is mamish gone in two different directions.
Okay.
Now let's continue. I want to explain to you more about the issue of Tumah. Okay? And this is what happened over here. So, the Shtikl Teira that the Rambam said in Mishneh Teira, at the beginning of Hilchos Ovel, was only a Shtikl Teira that the Rambam in Mishneh Teira could have said. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos could not have said the Shtikl Teira. I have her over here. Okay. And I want to tell you this in short, because I want to finish the shiur. We can come back maybe if we have more time at the end. The question is, what is tumah and what's going on in tumah? There's a mitzvah lo yitameh that a kohen has to be metameh to the kohen. And that's the din. In a roitzer letame, metame noisei bal kochei. Correct? Aye! There are the kohanim to do the kfura, who might not be kohanim. Okay? That's irrelevant. Metame noisei bal kochei. Okay? And that's what the Rav said, that tumah is a keel in Avelus. Lo yitameh is a keel in Avelus. And that's why the Rambam goes out of his way in Perigimu of Hilchos Ovel to say that tumah is the chuyah to the kohen. Because the chuyah means, because since there's the chanisa, I thought that's the covered hakein, and that is the covered that one does to the mace is this tumah that's covered a mace.
Even though there's still missing.
What?
Even though
the mitzvah, that's good for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Dr. Mechaber the mace.
So much so that because of that, the Rambam learns in Sefer HaMitzvos that the mitzvah Ovel is not a separate mitzvah in Minyan, okay, but it's part of the mitzvah Tumah. Okay. However, okay, is a double portion. So it's certainly true, even in Mishneh Teirah, that the tumah's kohen of lo yitameh, of the mitzvah from tumah, that's tied in, of the mitzvah from tumah, is tied in to Avelus. Okay? But the Ram says it's a cumin Avelus. Okay? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos goes even a step further. That the mitzvah, it's all one thing. Okay? Say them. Now, however, no matter how you're going to cut it, no one is going to tell me that a meis mitzvah, the din is the dechuya and the tumor is the chakiyu, or that the heta tumor is only tzorke ames from the tzorch kvur, and it's a heta. It's nothing to do with the mitzvah of lo yitameh. Correct. And even the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, okay, can talk about a mitzvah of tumah v'lo yitameh, which is one din with avelus and one mitzvah. Okay. But it has nothing to do with mitzvah kvula and sefer mitzvahs. And the mitzvah kvula is nothing to do with the mitzvah tumah. Okay. What's tied together in sefer mitzvahs is tumah together with avelus. What the Rambam has done in Mishneh Torah is tied all three together and changed the whole nature of Kvura. That Kvura is not only Kima in the Avelus, but it's part of the Mitzvah Avelus. Kima. And therefore, it's a reason that Avel is Me'ena Kvura, that it should be in Sefer Shift. Okay? Now, next step. Okay? So now we have the framework and what the Rambam has done over here with tumah and kvura and this mitzvah.
What do you mean part of mitzvah? Isn't it kvura? It's the mitzvah of Eilus. It's in the Torah. It triggers the mitzvah of Eilus.
It not only triggers the mitzvah of Eilus. It's not triggering. It's a cue that the reason why that's what Rambam used to say. I mean, you don't have to say that. Rav used to say that it's a cue in the Avelis itself. That's the reason why it triggers it. You can say it just triggers. Why is it Dafka? Why is the Dereisa your Makfura? Because the Avelis is the one cue with the Kfura. Why is it your Makfura of Dafka? You can say the Kfura triggers it. But the trigger has to be on the Yom HaMisa. Okay, now.
And we can't say that once who is a kiyum of Avelis, maybe that kiyum is allowed for Ruya Beishman?
What?
Once we're saying that Kura is a kiyum of Avelis.
But you're making a mistake. The Kravim are not the Krav. The Kravim are the Chiyu Kfuz and Bendin. That's a toast. Excuse me. No. It's not doing anything.
So it's only a Kim and a Belch for the Krav.
What? Yeah. Or no. Bendin has on the Dereisa, on the Nusach HaMitzvah, they have a kvura which has nothing to do with Avelus. But the kvura has nothing to do with the kravim. And the kravim not matama. The kravim has nothing to do over here. And I'm not telling you, and it's a different din. I have a whole stick of this money getting involved in this. It's a different din that Poshim Bidach Yitzibo said that the smechim, here the oininin, but there's no Avelus? Correct? And there's no two. Now, the final step. So what is the Rebbeinu Shalom? The Rambam Mishneh Torah is Beseda that he calls Kfuras Mason the Rabbonon and Mechal V'Avtu Lach Kamoicho, because the whole Mitzvah Kvura, which is Mechal, is only on Kravim and the Nusach HaMitzvah is the Chavri Bezdin. Rebbeinu Shalom in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam is the last person. He has the Chshurish Aleph and Chshurish Beis. It says Kfuras Meisim. It's only the Rabbon and Shurish Aleph and the Shurish Beis is Rav Lach Kamoicha. And in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, exactly the Rabban is, he says Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is the Mitzvah Kfur. Correct? Is that a kasha? Now, I want to answer this question before we end today. So the answer to this question is like, the mitzvah kvura in mes mitzvah is only in mes mitzvah mamish. She'im amir kvura. The mitzvah derabonon, which is called kvuras mesim, is even mishyesh lo kvura. But there's a mitzvah derabonon b'chav v'ach v'ach kamoicha lazo b'kvuras kol meis Yisrael. No, it's not a mes mitzvah. Although the whole din that the Ram is Mechadish Reish Lam and Aleph is not Kvuras Kol Yisrael, it's Kravim Amuchuyiv. And if there's no Kravim, Ein, there's no one who's being Mesasim Kvur, then there's a Mitzvah Kvur.
But the Rambam learned the fact that the word was formulated as Kfuras Meisim Stam. It means any situation of Kfura goes under Chesed. And that's why the Rambam is makdir. I would tell you that the Kfuras Meisim Mitzvah is dafka the Kfura. But the whole discussion of mitzvah seisha divrayim in Perek Yudalet Aloch Aleph Lohitzia Mes was asik b'chol tzorka kvura losis al akotet v'leiluch lefonov v'lispoi v'lachbo v'likbo. I'm not sure. I can't imagine that in Meis Mitzvah. It's the chaposhet the kvura, because all these things are assumed under the chesed. And the Rambam learned that since the Chachmei HaMeseira put Kfuras Meisim together in the Gemara Metzia, together with Nicham Avelim and Bikachil, and the Bahag in the Seder put them together, or that the Kavonah of Kfuras Meisim is the Chesed Shebo. And in the Chesed Shebo, it's not a Din of Meis Mitzvah. That's a mitzvah kfur. And that's the pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam said, the kfuras meisim stam, the way it's formulated in Halachas Gedolos, is only drabonon in mechlal v'after reach kamoicha. Even though he himself, the opposite of the Ramban, or that the Ramban is learning kilu the dechir from Tuma, the mitzvah kvura, and mitzvah kvura is all the same with Meis Mitzvah. I don't know how he puts it together with Nasi and what's going on, how the Rambam himself does it in Sefer Mitzvahs. But that is what happened over here. I thought that kvura is Meisim and Meis Mitzvah is not the same at all.
It's Vilachain.
What?
Vilachain.
What's the look at? Wait a second. Where is this? Reish Lamed Aleph? Just one second. One second. Reish Lamed Aleph? Reish Lamed Aleph? Where?
V'kach v'shar meisim. We'll say v'kach.
Oh, v'kach. V'kach hu adin. V'kach is what you are. V'kach hu adin. So it's a little bit better. In Kapach, it's also not great, but Kachu Adin. B'Shah Meisim, that's what it means, L'Kach. She called Kol Meisim Yisrael B'Yoy Meisim. It's
not
Kohen. Kohen Oisei, it's Kohen as Hamesh, Sheilo Meisim Yisrael, it's Kohen as Hamesh Mitzvah.
Ah, the Kohen is
a Kohen. Okay, good, no, that's what it says. Oh, and the Fiko, Kohen as Hamesh. She'eimo mishi is asking k'furasai mes mitzvah. That's what he stresses. She'eimo mishi is asking k'furasai. Or does the mes mitzvah? In Yonu, a mes she mitzvah al kol echo the kleboy. Lefi shomu yisal, it's kova tikbarenu. And that's the drasha, that's the remez. And it goes in that also. Kfan is boy, a dini mitzvah, zu, and that's the ram is the king kfur. Okay?